Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Fucking little telltale rat!
We have some late breaking news. The research is in.
Rat!
I'm afraid to say anything on this podcast anymore.
Me too. I would like to just manifest other things, you know?
Can we start? Yeah, maybe aiming higher.
Yeah.
Than the rats.
Oh, higher, higher.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Wait, were you referencing the Kylie Tao Cruz
Who?
Song?
No, I was referencing Heidi Montag.
Oh, I should have known. It was too good to be true. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and undoubtedly, you were likely one of the, I would say, dozens of people who tagged us in the late breaking news of the week. I don't think we've ever been tagged in something more.
No, if I got one more DM about this,
I was going to throw my phone. I was going to lose it.
I was like, yes, I saw the
fucking little telltale rat.
Yes. Thank you also to Gaga Daily, a listener, mm-hmm. listener of the pod. For providing the update that there has been a study that has found that the rats are moving and grooving.
They are.
To Lady Gaga's music.
Rats have rhythm and love to dance to Lady Gaga, researchers discover. Researchers at the University of Tokyo fitted rats with equipment that could detect the slightest head movement and played them Lady Gaga's Born This Way, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, and a Mozart piano sonata. Is that where Sona from League of Legends got her name from?
Yeah.
From the word sonata?
I think so.
What's a sonata?
It's a musical term.
Oh.
And it means a piece played as opposed to a cantata, which is when you sing.
Oh.
Sonata is...
Sona and Kona?
Uh-huh. It's playing a piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Queen
We're
of Pop.
We're learning so much, yeah.
Anyway, the rats managed to keep in time with all of the tracks when played at 132 beats per minute.
That's fast.
The same as humans.
Mm-hmm. So is there video footage?
I don't think so.
Because I would like to see it.
I also just don't understand why.
Why the study happened?
Yeah. Were they doing a research study on barbs?
Get a good lawyer.
All complaints can be forwarded to tkylemcmahon@gmail.com.
The fighters, no, just name them all off. Yeah. The Navy,
yeah,
the B Army.
You could just insert every fan name.
Yeah, there. Like the Jessica Simpson.
The Jepsonators.
I'll just do a record of every single VO.
Yes, add in every fandom name.
Yep.
Oh my god, wait, what was the worst one?
The worst well, Stan army?
The names.
Oh.
Rita Bots. I believe Jesse J is Heartbeats.
Beer Cans.
Beer Cans.
That one's slay, though. I hate Be Army. I've said this before.
I've never liked to.
No, I've never liked
to Barmy. Because for me, I hear Barmy when
Same.
I see it. Yeah.
And then it looks like Barney misspelled.
Yes.
That's where my mind goes.
We never did come together and as a unit decide on anything better.
No.
No. No. It's one of our great failings. Anyway, the rats are going to love this announcement. Because the people don't run this dance floor. The rats do. And most people, when we were tagged, they were like, well, if everyone would just listen to what they were saying and praying and preaching, you'd know that they already work at Joann Trattoria. Mm-hmm. Of course they love Lady Gaga's
Duh.
Music. Joe.
They're forced to listen to it, literally.
Joe Germanotto, when he's not tuning into Fox News, puts on Joann.
Allegedly.
Well, very publicly.
Allegedly.
No. What? He's, like, very loudly a Republican.
I know, but, like, you know, I know.
Allegedly. But yeah. He tweets about it and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't follow.
He's, like, loudly a flop.
Oh, I don't follow.
Oh, you don't follow Joe Germanotta?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, I guess you're not a true little monster then. Yeah, he would get in trouble. He's still on. I had to make sure. He's still on Twitter. Of course, his last tweet is, thank you, Elon Musk.
Oh. How's that red wave working out for you? The only red wave is the pasta sauce at Joann's. That's what
we'll
call it.
In May, he tweeted, Joann is 11 years old. We served a pandemic and a gas leak. He forgot to mention the rat moment. Business is building and we're hiring wait staff to become part of our team. Email gm@joannnyc.com.
Not sponsored.
All monsters are welcome.
Oh, are they?
Are they? Actually, he keeps tweeting that they're hiring every year, it looks like. Damn.
Well, they took all of his employees and they shoved him in a box and they started playing sonatas to them at 132 BPM.
They thought they were going out for a smoke break. Lo and behold, they're part of a study.
Also, no one gifted me a rat.
What?
Know what I was thinking? Because I got so many DMs about this.
Yeah.
I had this nightmare that someone gifted me a rat.
I would take
you
a rat.
You know what I mean? I would not.
Yeah. I find rats cute.
You're going to get a rat now?
I
Ew.
Don't. They do scurry around my building.
Little rat.
But, yeah, so.
This is what we've become.
This is what we've become. If you're not following along, if you somehow jumped into this podcast on this episode, you may not know, I guess the through line of this podcast, truly from the beginning, has been that Joann Trattoria
had a rat problem,
and now they work as the kitchen staff.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Joann, and it's continued. And now they listen to Lady Gaga. I'm not saying we manifested it, but what else could it be?
Yeah, this is just a movie at this point.
Ugh, our life is a movie.
Yeah, someone sent me this TikTok of this guy that eats breakfast with his rat every morning.
Oh, what does the rat eat?
I don't know. It looks like a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, it's like a little baby bacon, egg, and cheese. And I was like, ew.
Wait, did you not play it?
No, but like, I mean, they're just like eating.
That's adorable. What's his name? Tingles?
I don't know. Something ratty.
He's just hopping out the side of the corner looking for a piece of food.
I can't. Well, I really. Oh, anyway, back to this.
Yeah, this pressing matter. The study.
What are they trying to discover here? Is what I want to know.
Let's see what they could be. What could they be discovering?
The study showed they liked it less when the piece was slowed down or sped up.
Oh, so they're just like gays.
So they're saying that 132 a BPM,
ballad? Yeah.
Which, by the way, Born This Way is 124 BPM. The little monster jumped out.
That's, are you remixing Born This Way?
No, but I know.
Okay. Researchers said the discovery of this feels like insight into the creation of music itself. Next, I would like to reveal how much other musical properties like melody and harmony relate to the dynamics of the brain. Interested in how, why, and what mechanisms of the brain create human cultural fields such as fine art, music, science, technology, and religion.
Oh.
I believe this question is the key to understand how the brain works and develop next generation artificial intelligence. Okay, we do not need the robots taking over.
There's my audience.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just make music for rats and robots.
Well, that's all that's going to be left pretty soon.
It's an album title right there. Rats and robots.
Pills and potions. Rats and robots.
No. Not pills and potions.
I'm overdosing.
Oh, no. Raid and glue traps.
No, not great.
Oh, I just like poking.
Yeah, well, don't poke too much. They'll bite.
They already have. twice. For no reason.
I wish they were more specific which Lady Gaga they were listening to.
In this?
Yeah.
Born This Way.
Was it just Born This Way, though?
I think so. That's
okay.
It.
All right. Yeah. Did they play Express Yourself to see if they dance the same way? Because I bet they did.
Did you play Art Pop?
Was it Reductive?
Did they run back to the sewers? Catherine, I mean, Bob, go upstairs. I can't. I've got one sign. And we need to get off this.
We absolutely.
Too many rat talk.
Oh, so happy I could mice. Okay, we need to get off.
Fucking hell.
We need to get out of here.
I've totally just blanked. I literally, I don't know why, but like a visual of a rat holding that little crystal from the Fame tour.
Rain on me, piece of cheese. We've got to move on.
There's a fun challenge one day for us, a prompt to see how long we can go.
Mm-hmm.
We pick like a noun,
yeah,
and a artist, and we just run with it.
Yeah,
there's a concept there.
That's Mad Libs. Yeah, we can go with that.
Oh, that could be our new show.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, RuPaul. We'll steal your gig.
Yeah, we'll steal your stolen Wordle game.
Anyway,
even though that game was around before Wordle, I know.
Lingo. Yeah,
lingo.
And so was RuPaul.
Yeah.
No.
Well, RuPaul's been around before
joking.
Everything.
I'm joking. It's a joke. In other news, Rise Up Lotus Rise.
Rise Up Lotus Rise. You know, we just celebrated 20 years of Strips, and now we're on to 10 years of Lotus. Songbird Reborn.
Wow, fake fan. Anyway, we will be discussing that later in the after show.
We sure will.
But Christina Aguilera is making some news this week with another Nintendo ad. Did
brings
you see
people
this?
Together.
I could listen to Christina Aguilera fake talk about anything
and
for days.
It keeps getting better and it keeps happening. This partnership is long lasting.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. I want to have Christina Aguilera read me the news every morning.
Absolutely. She has been playing this Nintendo for what? 5 years? Longer? I don't know.
No, whenever the Nintendo DS came out.
Yeah.
Because there was the what? Is that Christina Aguilera?
Which was
the little
literally
10
years ago, because I remember it came out around Lotus.
She's been Nintendo promoing forever.
That is an iconic commercial.
When are they going to add her to Mario Kart?
I know.
Or the other one where you jump up and you like kick people? Super Smash Brothers.
Christina used...
Say!
Bubblegum, throw! It was super effective. Ha! I mean, I don't know.
There's a concept there.
There's a concept there. Add Christina Aguilera to more video games, please.
I mean, she literally said it. I am a fighter.
She is.
So
Mortal Kombat Tina.
Ooh.
Say oh.
No, don't add her to Mortal Kombat, because have you seen that new one?
What?
It is vile.
It's violent.
It is so... I don't understand how anyone who likes that... You know what? That's for you. But like, I don't understand how people enjoy watching a video game character like rip someone's skull out.
I bet Christina does.
She probably does, actually.
Fatality.
Like, ew. Like, I just want to be a cartoon with tits.
I can already see her animation for when she kills someone. It's just like, she's like, I think you already knew my name. And like, rips their ribs
rips
apart.
Their voice out.
Takes their lungs.
Soul. Oh my god, she would grab their lungs out. And there'd be an announcer. You know how they always, whenever they announce her, it's like Grammy Award winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her end card.
12 octave having chanteuse.
That's actually kind of a slight now that I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, there should be like a pop girl fighting game.
There was one.
We don't pit successful women against each other, but there should be a survival fighting game.
No, but when I'm playing Overwatch and there's an enemy team and she's also playing Mercy, I need to let her know that she is not better than me and that I'm prettier and I'm
She might
skilled.
Sing better than you, but
but she knows how to slay people. I was just explaining this to someone the other day because they were like, I don't understand
any of your
how
references.
You don't like video games like that. Because I said I have a strict no Call of Duty rule. The other one too, because I don't like hurting real people in games. They're like, they're not real people.
So you like you need it to be like a very exaggerated animated.
Yes. And I'm like, yes, they are. Like they literally look like a person.
Yeah.
But if it's a robot, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I play Overwatch, I'm Mercy, and she kind of looks like a queen of pop, but she's fake, and she flies, and I heal people.
Uh-huh.
I call them idiots sometimes.
Yes.
People in Fortnite, too. But they're cartoons.
It's different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll get on getting Christina on a game.
Yeah, she needs to be added to something. She's in The Sims 1, but...
Oh, my God, that's
she's
right.
Ahead of her time.
Very. She is.
I want to watch Christina Aguilera... and Lady Gaga duo in Fortnite.
That would be entertaining.
Yeah, that means work as a team.
That will never happen.
I know. But I would
Oh, the newcomer? I guess there's room for everybody on our Xbox.
I guess there's room for everyone in Sleepy Sounds.
Yeah. In Sleepy Sounds.
There's a concept there.
There is. Well, we're dancing around all these things that Christina's doing. Well, she's got something new in the works.
She
not
does.
A video game, but it is a documentary.
A ha-cumentary, if you will.
Uh-huh. Her truth or dare is coming. Her ha or say is coming.
Yes, this is a feature documentary on the life and career of Ecuadorian-American pop singer Christina Aguilera in partnership with Time Studios, Rock Nation, and director Ting Poo.
The film will focus on Aguilera's life story, spotlighting pieces from her personal archive. Rare footage will showcase the singer's early days as a preteen Disney star to her current status as an international artist, offering a portrait of the artist, mother, and entertainer as she reflects on her multi-decade career fighting for creative freedom and gender equality.
I am so ready for this.
She wrote that press release, first of all.
Yeah, she probably did. Dang it.
She absolutely wrote that. Extremely excited for this. She has been spotted filming. Automatic Princess, shout out to the Discord, noted that about Liberation Tour era, she had been seen filming behind the scenes, personal life, whatever. We weren't sure where that footage was going.
Interludes.
And now we know. I believe the Deadline article also said the past 18 months, like footage from the past 18 months.
So. Oh, Ladyland.
Definitely Ladyland. We're probably going to be following a lot of the Mi Reflejo Dos era.
Oh.
Aguilera.
Which may result in a Grammy win.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes. So I'm guessing that's going to be a big thing. But then we're going back to the early days as a preteen Disney star. I'm interested to see what she covers with that and if she's going to go into the Mickey Mouse Club at all.
I think so.
Maybe.
I'm just excited to see her talk about, like, I am obsessed with listening to her talk.
She's going to be seated in the oversized coat and the sunglasses.
Yep.
And she's going to tell you.
Very inspired.
She's very inspired by glamour and glam,
glam
and burlesque. And I'm just glam.
There's always this, like, it's very, there's a crispness.
It's so crisp.
I don't know how to do it. There's a crisp element to the T's. It's very crisp.
Yes.
And then there's an exaggeration
yes.
of just the artistry. And
it's kind of her Samantha Jones, but that's actually just her.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really want to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do an entire episode where I just talk like this. I can't do her laugh, though.
I know. Well, we're very excited for her documentary. That's for sure. Now, I want to hop over for a second to across the pond, overseas, to overseas places.
United Kingdom.
The United Kingdom. I was just inspired by the culture. And
live in the UK, my concert that I did there once just was really ahead of its time. Just so beautiful.
It's so incredible to see all these artists performing in London now that I was there.
In the chaps, you know, I wore chaps in London, and then, you know, Kylie Jenner. Just...
What an honor. Well,
what's going on over there?
UK, hon.
Did Peppa outsell again?
Peppa outsold. Well, I have a few things to say. There is a festival called Mighty Hoopla, which I perpetually...
Sure is a Mighty Hoopla, isn't it?
It is a hoopla. I perpetually promise I'm going to go, and then I don't go. But this time, I'm going. And somebody's going to hold me to it. I don't know who. But I'm going.
Hold me to it.
Tiny festival. Mighty Hoopla, Brockwell Park, London, 2023, Saturday, June 3rd. Into Sunday, June 4th. This lineup, I'm not missing it. Kelly Rowland, Years and Years, Aqua, Khalees, Natasha Bedingfield, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Samantha Mumba, Vanga Boys, and most of all, most important to me, and if you went on the road trip with us, I did shout her out, Rachel fucking Stevens, Queen of Pop, S Club 7 royalty. Come and get it, Chanteuse.
Is this all in one day or 2 days?
It is a 2-day event.
Okay. Oh my God, Kelly Rowland, Commander Live. She'll totally do it.
I mean, and then friend to the pod, Tom Aspall, is performing. And also, they snuck in at the very bottom in the tiny little line of this, Diana Vickers, for everyone who follows the X Factor UK. Obviously, everybody listening does. Queen Diana Vickers as well. This is too much. This lineup is too much. I will be going. And
I think you should.
I think I should get out of here and go. A Rachel Stevens alone is like it's not a maybe. I simply must. How many chances do you get to see a member of S Club 7 gone solo with one of the top albums, pop albums of all time? It's called Come and Get It. One day I'll do the deep dive. I'm getting off of my soapbox, but not before we talk about Kelly Rowland, as we do every week. There is new footage. Did you see this?
She's going viral.
Rolling Stones. They did this with Nicole putting together One Direction.
One Direction. Nicole Scherzinger, yeah.
Yes, and we can blame her for that. But this is a good thing. Kelly Rowland single-handedly, from this footage, put together the girls of Little Mix. And said, no, these two sang together. They sound good.
She's got a point.
She's like, this one's got personality. This one sounds lovely. She put together. And you know what? Who's going to know it better than a child of destiny?
She held her own in that conversation.
She
too.
Did.
She's
at
like,
first,
no, this is this. Yeah. And these two and these two. And it fills out all the spectrum of vocals that you need.
Uh-huh.
An artist.
And the men, of
when
course,
is,
were like,
when is everyone going to give Kelly Rowland her fucking flowers as a solo artist?
Well, just me and my blog.
I know that me physically getting louder is not going to help, but like,
oh,
Commander,
no.
When Love Takes Over, rose-colored glasses, bop, 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 bop.
Bop, 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 bop. Here I Am, the album. There's too much. Dirty Laundry. There's too much to talk about. But yes, so she's getting her flowers for helping to form Little Mix right now on the internet. And deservedly so. She would know.
Mm-hmm.
She would know.
Also, did we talk about her Catwoman slay?
Oh, we
did.
On
Halloween? I don't know if we talked about it.
I don't think we did in detail, but yes, she did slay, in fact,
she did.
As Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Looks so good. Now, speaking of girl groups, we didn't talk about this as it was happening, I think, last week, but Jerry Horner Hallowell had a birthday party, which was attended by 4 of 5 of the Spice Girls, which... So close. However,
you can't get it right.
The one you don't think is going to show up did show up. Mel B does not say no to a check, I will say. She's going to show up to any show. She's doing that flop one with Jamie Lynn. The celebrity boot camp one.
That, yeah.
She's not going to say no to a reality TV show, it seems. So she was probably booked and busy, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But Victoria Beckham did show up for Jerry's birthday. Now, she did post a picture of her Emma and Mel, and she's just like heart or something, and it had no reference to Jerry, which kills me. Jerry, the most tolerated member of the Spice Girls. But all four of them were fucking dancing to Say You'll Be There, right? Wasn't it? Oh, God. David Beckham, their number one stan, like posting the footage.
That was what got I screen recorded it. And I was like watching Posh and Baby hugging and watching. Were they watching like an old video, like, or some kind of a,
oh,
maybe a montage,
yeah,
or
maybe something like that? I didn't see that, what it was.
The audio was, because you couldn't see it, but it sounded like archived footage.
Uh-huh.
And they were just holding each other and getting emotional. And I was like, you know, I may have shed a tear or a few.
I will say, just watching the four of them dancing, truly all looking spectacular. I just want to say, like, the Spices are truly aging like wine, like just beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful girls. It's something about, you know, we laugh about every 25th anniversary and anniversary that they've honored. But like when they truly are all together, or most of them, it's just like, oh my God, that excitement every mm-hmm. time. You're like, just
mothers.
These are potential mothers.
Yeah.
yeah, they looked incredible. And it did once again reactivate my like, get out on the fucking road, Victoria. Just mm-hmm. fucking
all the comments were like, Glastonbury.
I know we didn't get a tour announcement yet, but I do feel strongly about Glastonbury.
I think they should just do a 5-show, 3-show, one-off.
Yeah. If they're not going to commit to the whole bit with Victoria, do like very legendary Glastonbury, one night at the O2,
mm-hmm.
one night in Madison Square Garden. Like, please. But that's, we'll see what they do.
I hope they do it, because I was thinking about, we were joking about how many times they do the anniversaries.
Yes.
And the next one would be 30.
Yeah.
Which is 5 years from now. And who
will be underwater.
Like, I know. And I don't want to sound like morbid, but like, I just think life is so short.
Spice Girls live from the coral reef.
don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, I think as, especially like watching Elton on his retirement, I believe,
like 50th tour. Goodbye tour. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he's on his goodbye tour. And it's like, I don't know. I know.
I agree. Let's get them out there. Let's get Emma Bunton's Free Me on streaming. Let's get Victoria's Let Your Head Go on streaming while we're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they looked great. And so did some other people this week.
Oh. There's a lot of slays this week.
There were. Slays to get through, yes.
So I think it's time we get started with a little section that we like to, or segment, that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
The Lohanaissance is here in full force this week.
It really is. This is the promo week for Falling for Christmas.
Now available for streaming on Netflix. Not sponsored.
But you did finally subscribe for a month.
I did. I'm still subscribed. And I did watch.
Yes, we will have a official review of Falling for Christmas coming soon for our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Yes, we're doing some fun stuff
for festive
the holidays incoming. Stuff. Shout out, as always, to our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly. Where you get a bonus episode every single week, and we have some stuff coming for Thanksgiving. If you loved our summer road trip, if you know, you know, one of my favorite episodes we've ever done, we are doing that for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Pack your snack pack and get ready.
Get ready, girls. Pass the aux. We are going to be taking you on a journey, so see you next week for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Falling for Christmas, Lindsay Lohan promo tour, serving looks,
stunting pretty. She's the girl from the United Arab Emirates.
I think now, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And it all has to do, we have to say, kudos to La Roche, her new stylist. Mm-hmm. You'll know from legendary Zendaya and many other legends. I mean, La is next level with the styling, and mm-hmm. He has truly done Lindsay many favors with this campaign. She just looks so adult, sophisticated, chic.
Modern,
fresh, fun, flirty.
Also, shout out to Christopher Buckle.
Oh, yes.
Who has been working as her makeup artist.
You know, from Mariah.
Mm-hmm. Christina.
Mm-hmm. Half up, half down, Lindsay.
The things that he has probably heard.
The things?
He is fantastic, and he's very sweet.
The things that have been thrown at him, surely. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
The powders he has had to inhale.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
I tease.
The Christina Aguilera by day and by night that he's had to inhale. Yes, that multicolored suit look.
Mm-hmm.
The flower dress at the premiere in New York. She just has nailed it. And I also just want to say, I was talking about this with my friend Charlie. There just seems to be a general goodwill around this comeback campaign mm-hmm. that feels really intentional on the press's side. They're very kindly asking her about happy Mean Girls memories, Freaky Friday memories, Parent Trap. And they're not going, so, you know, what have you learned from, you know, bouncing back from those rough... They're not doing that. They're not doing the, like, let's look back at, like, your rough era, basically. Like, they're really not. And I think that's really intentional. I think everyone's rooting for her to succeed. I think nobody wants to push her buttons or, like, throw her off. And it feels really kind and like, well-intended all around. Everybody knows this is, like, a silly Netflix Christmas rom-com, and yet everyone's treating it really nicely. Like, nobody's going over the top bashing it or, like, making fun of the fact that it's, like, a sillier kind of venture for her. It's, like, it's a fun, warm-hearted thing, lighthearted thing for her to do, and I just think
that's what Mean Girls was, too, if you think about it. Like, it was a silly...
Yeah.
You know, comedy.
Sure.
I think it's going back to that.
Yes. And I just think everyone's sort of rallying around her in a really nice way of, like, supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it has to do a lot with the way that we've been reckoning with how the girls were treated 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think people have sort of revisited how she was treated. And it's just nice to see. It's nice to see. And I think there's such goodwill. All the TikToks I see of the Gen Z girls who are, like, taking videos of her coming out of these premieres and stuff. And
she looks so excited by it, which I thought was really nice to see, because...
With her sister, too.
Yeah.
Allie. Serving.
It's something that, you know, we've obviously seen a lot of our faves and these paparazzi videos that are ingrained mm-hmm. in our memory mm-hmm. of just these moments.
Yeah.
So to see new ones where she's smiling and excited to see fans and crowds and paparazzi, and it's just very nice.
It's really, really nice. So.
I still stand by what I said. I think I foresee an Oscar in Lindsay's future. I really do.
If nothing else, I do think she has successfully shown producers, you know, in the past, there were all these stories about being unreliable to set and stuff. So mm-hmm. I think this is just really good for her career, whatever comes next.
Yeah.
As, like, a vote of confidence that
she's
showing up and doing the job and whatever.
Yep.
So I'm very happy for her.
And we'll talk about it more when we
review
the movie.
We will.
But, like, there's a very, I can see a new role for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be in the next, maybe 10 years from now.
Right.
There's a very specific role that I have, like, a vision for her. That I think she could,
I'm loving this.
As she matures.
Well.
If we're here in 10 years.
If we're here in 10 years.
I'm like,
for the Spice Girls 35th anniversary tour.
No. Spice 35.
Spice 35. Quick shout out also. This is late breaking literally as I walked over here. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately we are recording as it's happening. And we don't know what kind of tricks and stunts they're pulling. But the Albanian girls are showing up and showing out at the MTV EMAs.
Slay!
Including Bebe Rexha looking blue.
I'm good blue.
I'm good blue.
I'm hosting blue or whatever.
She understood the assignment, which was blue. And she's serving Doritos chip if it slayed. She looks, the hair, she looks good.
Yep.
I haven't seen...
I love that color on her, too.
Oh, yeah.
That royal blue, classic.
Fit for a queen. And I do... The lineup was literally all the Albanian queens of pop. It was Ava, Bebe, Rita. Like, they're all coming out. They're ready to serve. I think Dua's somewhere else, overseas, being pretty.
Well, but, I mean, oh, one could argue the UK has better music taste.
Well, always. So. Yes, the EMAs are a fun time. So we'll have to see what comes out of that. But BB is turning heads. There was also a photo shoot, and I'm actually shocked that you were the one to include this.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because...
You know I love her work.
Yes, I do. Well, if you had 8 hours to prepare this doc, you'd have the luxury of adding her name to the list.
I want to shout out Jennifer Lopez for Vogue.
Wow.
Lensed by Annie Leibovitz.
Yes. Yeah.
Slay.
It is a slay.
She does such a good job of capturing movement, like in fabric and in hair. And I don't know if they do retouching work after.
Right.
But yeah, like I love her RuPaul cover, Serena, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I love these photos. The movement is just fantastic.
Yeah. The
fabric
the gowns.
Is moving in ways that the vocals do not.
There it is. I was
there
waiting.
You go. That was a little trickier that time.
The fabric is more layered than the vocals. Yes. yes, love is in the air. Jennifer Lopez has this new life. Check it out if you haven't already.
Oh, that's what it's about?
Yeah, that was the title of it.
Oh.
and yeah, really great shoot from J-Lo, I will say. I think she also confirmed a body of work on the way, which I'm very excited about. And then, of course, we had just missed this last week, the CFDA Awards.
What does that stand for?
The Cunt Fashion Don't You Already Know Awards.
Oh! You know,
I think it's like the... No, I want to get
Clown
this
Clown Fashion...
The Council of Fashion Designers of America.
Oh, that's right. Chic.
Yeah. I would say this is best known in pop culture, in my opinion, for the Rihanna full body naked outfit. That was when she did this.
Oh, with the diamond piece.
Diamonds. And the interviewer was like asking her and she's like, I know you're looking at my tits. Like it was like such a fierce moment. I would say that's like one of the best CFDA looks that I can recall. But we had some looks this year. I'll tell you what.
We did. Did you watch Rihanna... The Prime Video, not sponsored show.
I did not because of that moment of the inclusion of the man. But I'm sure there will be highlights. Anyway.
She looked great in it. Rihanna did.
She really looked great. Yeah.
But I saw it on
That's a potential mother.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot she had a baby.
The thing is, like, I'll always forget she has a baby.
I forget everyone has babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I also have another shout out that I need to add to the list. Speaking of babies... Joe Jonas, also this week, for Mr. Porter.
Oh.
Interviewed by, shout out to Evan Ross Katz.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Got to interview Joe Jonas. Oh, my God. I'd be
shaking.
Didn't
even ask you for questions. What kind of a friend is that?
Well, maybe he did. Maybe. I don't know. Allegedly, apparently.
Yeah, your submitted questions. How big is it?
I actually am not, like, I know people think I am, but, like, I'm not.
Not what?
Like, attracted to him like that.
Joe? Like, you're not?
I think he's, like, no.
Wait, what? Wait.
Like, I don't, like, I'm not, like, to Joe Jonas pictures. Like, no.
You're, like, okay, so in the grand scheme of, like, you'd marry versus a fuck. Like, you're, like, more, like, oh, my God, that man.
Like, when I tell people what my type is, they look like Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
But it's not Joe Jonas.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
Like, I'm a Joe Jonas fan.
Okay.
But I'm not, like...
He's too holy to touch.
It's, like, his appearance is my type.
Okay.
But I'm not attracted to, like, Joe Jonas like that. I don't know how to explain this.
I can actually say that I'm stumped. Like, I don't fully...
Like, I don't want to have sex with Joe Jonas.
Okay.
But you know my type.
Yes.
And you would see... You see Joe Jonas sometimes in my type.
So I guess I'm confused why he wouldn't make the cut.
Because he is Joe Jonas.
Okay.
Like, I'm a fan of music.
Like, you actually, like, yes. Okay. So he's, sort of immortalized, idolized, like, you cannot touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm wrapping my head around it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
It's okay. Some things don't need to be explained in life.
Yeah.
There are great mysteries. And one of them...
And like fashion inspiration too. Like he would always have a good jacket.
Okay.
So I'm like, the fashion inspiration, hair inspiration.
I always liked how David Beckham dressed and I didn't necessarily want to fuck him. So yeah. Maybe there's that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. See like that.
I see him as like, you know, an ideal man look.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I can get my head around
it. It's like
that.
How I think some of like my friends, I'm like, they're so hot, but I'm not trying to sleep with them. There's
a
difference.
I can't really.
Yeah, you can't. Like, you wouldn't know what that's like. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's friends of mine or gays that I know that I'm like, they are extremely attractive, handsome, but I'm not trying to.
Okay. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I agree. And yes, I have had a few examples of that where that is the case where I could allow them to just be friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I'm just friends with Joe Jonas.
Okay. T. Kyle clears the air amid romance rumors. Wow.
Well, anyway,
circling back
where this came from, I forgot that he has two Bobies.
Two now.
And then I forgot Rihanna had a Bobie.
Yeah.
I forget Hillary Duff has Bobies.
Well, it's hard to forget because they're yelling at her in the back of her back seat, telling her to put off sparks.
Yeah.
Turn that shit off.
Mm-hmm. Like, I always forget our faves have Bobies.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there was a Bobie, rising Bobie, that really stole the show at CFDA. Our queen of pop, Addison Rae. Let me tell you, she is serving high fashion.
She's like, serving actually, everything except new releases.
New music, yeah. But she is here in... Oh, you know what I should... It's... Yes. Oh, literally check the tag. I should check the tag. Now I understand that reference.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Well, when did this happen? It was a week ago?
Yeah.
They post a lot. So much fashion has happened. Yeah. Gareth Pugh. Okay. Vintage Gareth Pugh.
Oh, related to Florence Pugh?
Probably.
From my favorite movie? Flop Somar.
Anyway, Addison and Pugh slayed it hard, as did the Queen, Cher, in Chrome Hearts, giving, honestly, like, turn back time, leather, kind of goth, rocker. She's a rock girl. She likes to rock out. The Cher is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the Julia Fox. But who's surprised? Who is surprised? Julia Fox.
She's not missed all year.
No.
And she's now becoming a Gen Z icon on TikTok. Everyone loves her.
Everyone loves her. Her comments are all, you know, everyone is a sheep in good ways and bad. But right now, like, the goodwill is flowing her way. And all of the sheep comments. And I, you know, people bandwagon on
positivity. I'm one of them.
Yeah. People bandwagon on positivity tropes. And one of them is like, wow, like, I can't believe, like, Kanye made me think negatively of this woman. Or, like, it's, like, this, like, constant thing of, like, I can't believe the media made me hate this woman.
Mm-hmm. You're not as dumb as I thought.
You're not as dumb as I thought.
What's whistling anyway?
And, yeah, the consensus in her comments is, like, I can't believe I thought one thing about you. You're great.
Well, if everyone would look back at everything we've been saying and praying and preaching and saying, right?
So she's having quite a comeuppance. And of course, who did she meet backstage but Martha Stewart? Only
the flavor.
Only two of America's sweethearts. Finally together. I would love to know the conversation. I would love to know. But they had a lovely meeting backstage. Julia Fox's abs. Damn. She also spoke about that. Did you watch her latest?
No.
She's talking about her body because people were like talking about her weight.
Oh, your body?
She was talking about Christina Aguilera as your body.
Oh my God, shaking.
And she said, I am an Italian woman, first of all, and I always had curves from New York City. But running around with this child and my stroller, I've lost weight and it's not something I try to do. I eat all the time. She basically was like, stop commenting on my body. And I'm aware there's weight loss, but it's not intentional. People say everything about her.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cher looked great. Chrome Hearts. And she did something for Balmain.
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 I thought Balmain was a salad dressing.
Okay, what are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Balmy.
The wires aren't clicking like
balsamic?
Maybe that's it.
Share for balsamic vinaigrette.
Share for balsamic.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on your salad.
Put it on the lettuce. It's a chicken salad. Oh, yeah, you guys. The brain just is not working like it used to. The wires are crossed and broken.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Circuiting.
A little bit.
Well, she is kind of short-circuiting a little bit in this because she's now CGI.
That's right.
You know, after all the dragging of CGI we just did.
Yeah.
This is actually cool.
It is.
They made a CGI Cher.
They did make
Cher
a CGI.
Cher GI.
They did. And it's hard to... Well, okay, let's describe it. Let me go to the page.
CGI.
It's basically, she's walking around in like a... like a green screen situation.
Very similar to how they make video games.
Yes.
So Hayden Panettiere, who is also a queen of pop.
Oh, yeah.
She did this for Until Dawn.
Right.
But they basically scan your entire body, but they also scan your face.
Yeah.
It's how they make the new wax figures, which is why they look so identical, because they literally
are
identical.
The Missy Elliott one that just came out?
Yeah.
Identical. Crazy. The Lil Nas X, identical.
There's a lot of YouTube videos on this.
Yeah.
Not that I like have spent, you know, going down a rabbit hole watching all of them. But yeah, they recreate you to a pixel perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all shaping up for Cher for League of Legends, to be honest. It was giving, it was strongly giving KDA.
Kaiza.
Stop camping me.
Get out of the bush.
Get out of the bush.
Why isn't the Sona putting down wards? Bitch. Cher as Moira in Overwatch 2.
Oh my God.
I did. Oh my God. Like two people were like, oh my God, that was so funny. I knew what you're talking about. Like,
we're like getting people to subscribe to League of Legends. Speaking,
free to play.
Free to play.
Yeah.
But a trap to play. Now, speaking of traps.
And not Caitlyn's traps.
Not Caitlyn's traps. One big trap is TikTok, which I think means it's time for a little segment we like to call
TikTok the walk.
There were some TikToks this week.
A lot.
There were actually a lot. Mm-hmm. It's been fruitful.
I just posted Queen Lisa, who I think the listeners know. Lisa, 80s girl.
Oh, yes. We know her well. Yeah.
She posted one that was like, be original. Be different. We already have enough bullies in the world. Spilled.
I would like to give a shout out to user Kale Hop, who a week ago...
Oh, like kale salad?
K-A-Y-L Hop posted, the wig makes me break it down for Halloween. This woman found a wig, and discovered a superpower in it. Did you see this?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's literally a Jessie J wig.
Incredible. Has almost, well over 500,000 likes now. Just inspiring that that's all it takes to go viral now is just a Jessie J wig.
That's a good Jessie J wig.
That's a good Jessie J impersonation. Yeah, spot on. Loved it.
Jessie J can sing.
She sure can.
Just need to point that out.
She sure can.
Someone who
we'll
can.
We'll have at least one user. No. One user in the Discord will be very happy to hear us praise Jessie J. There's like a rampant Jessie J stan in the Discord. I won't name names.
Oh.
But yes. Well, that disco song was great. I Want Love. I got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. You know, there's a lot of trolls on the internet and a lot of stans. And some of them go the extra mile in person, which is
brave.
You know, brave, especially when you're speaking to a news channel standing in line for a Dua Lipa concert. User, I think they changed their name already, actually. Well, the handle was Beyonce Haim. The user handle on Twitter is Alana Haim Oscar. Posted a news clip from Australia, and I don't know if you've heard about this, but there was a outage of the ticket system. that caused chaos and nobody could scan their ticket for like an hour. It took like an hour. She had to say something on stage, like to apologize for how bad it was. He had tweeted that his boyfriend left him while they were standing in line, accusing him of getting fake tickets and being like flop and leaving him. So he sat down for a segment. The news contacted him. They should have maybe questioned his name, which they display as Andrew Heim. He's just a Heim stan. He did this whole thing where he sat down forlorn on a fucking swing and pretended to have gotten broke up with his boyfriend because of this ticket situation.
Yeah, you have to watch the visual because the swing just really...
The swing nails it. And you could hear him almost laugh when he's like, it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Too hot-headed.
Two purses bumping.
Let's talk about the F word.
The news segment is giving me Britney when Circus Tour went to Australia.
Uh-huh.
And there was all those overdramatic...
Oh my God, all the
news
headlines.
...reports about... They were so mad that she was lip syncing.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't ever gonna go see Britney Spears again. She's lip syncing. You need to snap the fuck out of it, Petit Fleur, and start singing.
New character unlocked.
Oh, what's her name?
Australian Teak.
Yeah. That is what I'm trying to get. Well, because there's an Australian character in Overwatch, and she's like, Junk Quain. I'm on the way. And I'm like, shut up.
Wow. Well, rats. Shout out to Andrew Heim for using the news for chaotic good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good job. I also have a new queen of pop. And you might, if you've been following me on social media, you might have seen her pop up. I'm going to try and figure out what the name means. I think... If I'm getting this correctly, DESESSOFAM. I think it's DeSesso Fam, and I think it's like family account. But is a queen who...
I'm obsessed with her.
She's kind of giving...
She's been around for a hot minute, too.
She's kind of giving next stage Roz.
Yes.
Like, kind of same hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's pink. It's the singer pink in a few years. And she gets in her shower and she does a little dance in a very provocative sparkly top or just snake skin or leopard. Like, she's my kind of girl. Like, she's probably a Jersey girl at heart for sure.
I think she's Florida.
Oh, wait. I think she's literally in Florida.
She's giving me Florida.
I think she's Florida.
She's giving Florida.
Yes, you're right. But the one of her wearing the queen shirt, taking it off to reveal her sparkly top. First of all, I wrote this, but if Gaga slips one more hip, it's over for her. This girl is going to take her job.
Yep.
I don't see a difference between them anyway. But shout out to DeSesso Fam.
She has good teeth, too.
She does.
Oh, jealous.
And great music taste. Every song she picks is a bop. Her name is Terry DeSesso, so it is DeSesso Fam.
Oh.
She iconically links to yahoo.com as her link in bio.
Okay, slay.
It's just yahoo.com as her bio. And it's just her TikToks. Terry DeSesso. This is an example of like a gay icon that is not fed to us, but found. We are like, we've decided you're a gay icon.
Yes. We have anointed
yes.
you an LGBT warrior.
It's yes.
Watch,
it's,
she hates us.
Oh, she definitely does.
Iconic. Yeah. Some of her faves do too.
Yes, it's fine. Nothing new. And we've got some challenges as well on TikTok. We've got the Riff Challenge. CeeLo Green, crazy.
Did you see the one? I'm not going to play this because it's inaudible.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it has gotten.
Yes. They just keep adding.
There's a song called Crazy by CeeLo Green. I think everyone knows it. I remember when I lost my mind. The girls are going crazy with the runs.
Yeah.
So the challenge is called the Riff Challenge.
Uh-huh.
So the concept of that is you riff. So I don't know why they chose the song, but they did. And it started with a girl in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone is doing it.
Everyone.
And there's an account that is taking every single person's rendition because every single one is in a different key.
Yes.
And mixing them all together.
Yes.
And it's just hilarious how at the end they all crescendo into this, like, they all somehow come together.
Yeah, for the note.
In the end.
Yes. It's quite a note, too. It's a cacophony.
Mm-hmm.
But
a sonata.
A sonata.
As I learned.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a sonata. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful melodies.
Yeah, we'll call them that.
Yeah.
I should do one that's like totally a joke, but do it like super earnestly.
You actually should. You should just add it to the collage. The mom.
Someone added Fergie doing wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Oh no.
So good.
So good.
There was like one comment underneath that was like, oh my God, why would you ruin this by adding Fergie? I'm like, oh, come on. Like,
please. Everyone's got a problem.
Fucking little telltale rat.
Yeah. Exactly. We also got an update from Lollipop Luxury Chanteuse Jeffree Star.
Yes. Have you been watching the new Shane and Jeffree series?
Have you been watching? I have certainly been watching.
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched the second installment, which was a traveling to the fracking ranch. I mean, the yak ranch. Where Jeffree has revealed that he's no longer going to do YouTube, which they stretched into an hour-long drama, which to me is not even slightly controversial.
No.
It's just moving with the industry. It's just like, yeah, that makes sense because nobody's watching anymore on YouTube. They're just watching on TikTok, and he's doing TikToks. It's not like he's quitting the internet. So
I do love a YouTube video, though.
Me too. Just a sit down, have your snack, watch it for a while. But now that TikToks are 10 minutes, sometimes it's like irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know?
I also have a complaint that I would like to file here.
Oh?
Why, when I am on YouTube and I am on the Xbox or I'm on my laptop, are you giving me vertical video shorts in my subscription feed? I don't want to watch a shortened
1 minute
promo of the longer video. I don't understand why it's feeding me the shortened video that's promoting the longer one and not giving me the longer video. It's showing the short.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on my Xbox. I don't want to watch a vertical video that's 1 minute long that has 30 seconds of ads in front of it.
Right.
Just give me the actual main video.
Right.
Because a lot of people use shorts to promote their main.
I agree. Shorts is infuriating.
Yeah. Put it on the mobile app.
Right.
That's my complaint of the day.
Thank you for getting on
that. That's my UI, UX complaint.
I mean, it's valid.
Yeah.
It's very valid. So
then they wonder why no one's watching YouTube anymore because you're not feeding the actual main videos to it.
Yeah.
You're giving people shorts.
Yeah.
I digress. I think it just boggles my mind that there's so many people, which we can talk about with the whole Twitter thing too.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining this product?
Well, let's talk about ruining a product.
Mm-hmm.
Clown Lawn, as we've put in the doc here.
Oh, yes, as I did tweet. Which, shout out to Joe Gunn. So I tweeted, Clown Lawn severely underestimated the power of creators.
Uh-huh.
And Joe Gunn, who is a phenomenal meme maker on Instagram and Twitter, said, Elon seeing this tweet, and it was Danielle and Caroline. You want to know what you are? You're a clown. I'm a clown? Yeah. You sitting there with red hair? I'm the clown? Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
It's literally that.
It is literally that.
Me versus Clown Lawn.
I mean, I feel like I've been going after him quite a few times as well.
You have.
I'm really dragging him.
I mean, you're not wrong ever.
Well, not about Elon anyway. Let's not be too generous. I am just sort of, at this point, I'm like, is it a big evil ulterior motive? Because how can you be this dumb?
Yeah.
Because, I don't want to just vent. It's not fun.
Do it.
It's just insane to me that he's tweeting like Twitter is the number one link output site by far on the internet, which if anyone, as every community manager, every Google Analytics chart beat, you know, person can attest, you're not even close to the charts, sweetie. Like maybe fourth or fifth place. Like if you take out Google search, which is obviously the biggest link generator, Facebook still dominates you, sweetie. Sorry. And then like Instagram link in bio and shit, like that still outsells Twitter in my job.
And that's still low.
Yeah. It's just like you're not.
Because Instagram subdues if you link out.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. But then, and then Twitter's just like a modest 7% or something, I think they said. It's just like, you're not that girl. I don't know who told you that made you want to spend $44 billion, but that's not how this works at all. So she has to be humble, which, I mean, that's laughable to say.
Yeah.
But.
No, it's so mind-boggling to me from this past week.
What?
What has been boggling my mind about Twitter is the amount of smart, creative, well-known, well-established creators.
Yes.
And influencers and influential power creators.
Yes.
Who are just freely giving away ideas to this man on how to fix the problem.
Yeah.
Is mind-boggling to me. And he's still fucking it up.
Yeah.
That's what's really just...
Well, as I was walking here, he tweeted that there's going to be a system for companies to prove that the people actually work for them. And what's his name? Ben, the smart reporter who always... What's his name? Underscore.
I only remember like @s and...
Ben Collins.
Oh, yeah.
His @ is one underscore. He's a reporter at NBC. He retweeted that and he was like, Elon has just discovered, he's just invented verification. And that's...
It's just...
He's coming around
wild.
To realizing why it was there in the first place, you fucking idiot.
Yes.
It's so fucking stupid.
You could not just go and pretend to be something
right.
from somewhere.
It's not about vanity and ego. It's like literally that is preventing impersonation of governments and... publications fake declaring war
yes.
and shit like that, and tanking stocks for pretending insulin is free and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
they are so fucked for that.
That is
they
just
are fucked for that.
He's just fucking idiot, or he's just playing stupid. Because I don't know how you could be this dumb. It's just proving that like to be a billionaire, you don't have to be incredibly intelligent. Because it's like, how are you not doing this math in your head already?
Yeah.
Oh god,
it's wild.
Yeah, I'll just. Keep going off. Anyway, men should not actually end that sentence there. Men should not, period.
Know what else was driving me crazy? When they announced the official badge, and so it had three lines.
And the
they
design
weren't
was just
even
off.
Fucking aligned.
Not
oh,
even aligned.
My God, my OC, I don't know what it is.
The
about
UX
me.
Designers everywhere were having a seizure.
I just wanted to be like, five pixels. You know what I'm saying? Like, does anyone else get like that?
And now
what is that that's wrong with me if I'm like that?
Many things, but I don't know if it's, know what that specific condition
is. Well,
because
I went to design school. Yeah. So like, I literally remember having teachers
right.
be like, you got to move the zero in.
Yeah. The alignment.
So like, I just have a kerning.
You have a kerning yearning.
A yearning for kerning. But like fucking, I'm like, you're a UX UI designer and you can't just be like center.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except for that it disappeared, and then now he brought it back for advertisers, which is the dumbest shit.
I will say, this is kind of, like, mischievous of me.
Ooh.
Some of the impersonation with the fake tweets did make me laugh.
Oh, a ton of them.
But then I was like, oh, this is actually bad?
Yes, it's like oh, this is all fun and games until the wrong tweet goes viral for about 5 hours, and
yeah.
people don't... People are not as tuned in as like avid Twitter users. And so if they just
I
see,
fell for most of them. Yes. I went on and I was like,
the
like,
Mario giving a middle finger from Nintendo. Yeah, I thought that
it.
Was real.
Fell for the American Girl doll one.
Oh, yeah.
Fell for the Mr. Bean one.
And I see some people being like, oh, you don't think people are smart enough to look at the handle?
They're not. They're not. And I'm telling you why they're not, because I have made this.
Yes.
I have done this shit before.
Oh, yeah.
I have made dub overs. I have made the video that I dubbed over Hillary Clinton talking about Glory by Britney Spears.
Yes. The Pledge of Allegiance to Gimme More. Everyone thinks that's
real. People thought she really said that. And I'm like, in my ears, I'm like, this is so blatantly
chopped
up.
In the culture of Twitter, we are trained to believe that the checkmark is official.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to just take it for what it is. You're not going to be like, oh, that's clearly a fake. It has a verified. That's not how, only in the past week has that gone haywire.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to second guess a Nintendo verified thing. Now,
nope.
It's madness.
It's madness.
Chaos, mama.
That's why I think, like, moving forward, if I make memes and stuff, they have to be so drastically, obviously exaggerated.
Yes.
Otherwise, it really does fly as people fall for it.
I completely mean,
like, I think about my Time magazine cover that I made with Big Ange on it.
Yeah.
That is, this is some professional shit.
This is in different areas.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you.
I don't know.
Chaos. It's chaos. It just works me up. It just works me
up.
Yeah.
Well, I think because we've grown up on the internet. Yeah.
Yep.
And we found community through social media. So I think my anger comes from, you know, seeing that just so carelessly destroyed.
And so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such an abrupt.
Yeah.
It's such an abrupt crumbling of an empire, which it was already niche because we all knew that Twitter is not that main girl anymore.
No. I logged into Tumblr.
Yeah.
She's kind of cute.
Okay.
I was like,
you did tell me that Madonna is still active on Tumblr.
She is, because I went in, I cleared out, and if anyone saw
she's
this.
She's like still posting the Girl Gone Wild Hillary animation. That is still haunts me.
Yeah, listen, anyway. No, I logged in and I found out about her new EP before you even had it in the doc because her Tumblr account posted it.
You know, so she's just like mass sharing every Twitter update, or
it was very similar to Instagram.
Okay,
like the photo EP out now, stream here, and I was like, okay,
well, you know what? I think Tumblr's cute. I just think
I'm gonna give them a free idea.
I was telling you about it. Like, I feel like, and I'm not the only one to have this idea at all, but like, Zuckerberg and Facebook have ripped off.
She's over.
Snapchat have ripped off. Be Real, everything else. It's like, why can't you just really quickly create a new page that is just feed, style, text, rip off Twitter and just like fucking take it?
That's what they were.
Not that I want Facebook beginning. To like do well even or be a thing, but
they were that. When we were in college, yeah. There was only text. There was no.
Yeah.
Adding photo albums was like, oh, new feature.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Okay, I'm going to give a free idea on here.
Okay.
Tumblr.
Heard of it.
UX UI, add in a share to Instagram story feature on your posts, and it's over for Twitter.
Honestly.
Because there was a meme, and I went to go share, and I thought, oh, maybe they'll have a share to Instagram story like SoundCloud. And, you know, tweets have that now, too, where you can copy the tweet and, like, share to Instagram stories, and it posts that block.
Yeah.
Tumblr.
Free idea.
Free idea. You can have it.
We'll see if they take it.
Tumblr gave me my original platform, which led to my, you know, job in TV and all that stuff. So yep. I'm going to give you the free idea.
I love that.
Once you add that,
yep,
game over.
Well, if Madonna's still on it,
yeah,
there's still opportunity. That's what I say. Because she goes where the culture goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really on TikTok now. And she's really, you know, hamming it up with Terry Joe and mm-hmm. making everyone uncomfortable, as usual. But the thing is, you know, it's just not the same vocabulary. It's not the same language. Like, visual inherently is never going to be what Twitter was.
And right. It's
a lot of the Twitter girls are not video girls.
Yeah, there's a different aesthetic, too.
There is, and I have yet to figure it out for myself, and I still want a text version.
Yeah. And Tumblr was the start of that before Twitter then implemented a lot of, like, media updates, but...
Mm-hmm. In any case... We got some things that have come out this week. Some new, some old, but all related to the Queen of Pop, actually, in this first segment. There's some new music.
Yeah.
Some new old music.
Some new bops.
New bops. Well, the Queen's heir to the throne, Lourdes Lola Chacone León, is here with her debut EP, Go, as Lola Hole. She's an experimental girl.
I haven't heard this yet.
It is trippy. It is...
Her Dead Pets era.
Her Dead Pets era. It's a little R&B, a little trip-hop, a little Imogen Heap.
Ooh.
She's finding her sound, I feel. Songs like Contradiction and Not Pussy.
Oh.
She is her mother's daughter, I will tell you that.
Country music star.
Contradiction. She loves a reference to a vagina. There are moments like in Contradiction where her voice, when she's not doing like a high voice, like, that's Madonna. Like, it's very much like, oh my God, that is truly her daughter. That is a potential mother. It is interesting to hear. It sounds like somebody finding their sound.
Which I think is cool for her as a start, because mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yes, I wouldn't say anything goes off. Like, Lock and Key, which is the song that came out, is kind of maybe the most accessible one.
I respect that, though, because she's building mm-hmm. her own audience when she could easily have just been like, hey, mom, can we do a top 40? You know what I'm saying? Like, she has, you know, the queen of pop as her mom.
Yeah, she's working, you know, Earth Eater, Shy Girl. Like, she's in that kind of hyper pop slash adjacent forward thinking Bjork inspired world. And she's getting weird and she's just figuring it out. And you know what? Madonna was not Madonna until like 5 or 6 years of beating around in punk bands and finding her sound and, you know,
the
Emmy
girls.
And the Emmys, the Breakfast Club. Like, she was figuring it out too. So, and like, everybody is, as we discussed a couple weeks back, is not, by far, not her best bop anyway.
No.
So give her some time to warm up. That's what I say. And I would love to hear her work with even more people and discover what she's got going on. But she's getting there. I just can't even believe this day came that, like, Madonna's daughter is making music. So I'm thrilled by that. Now, Madonna herself is continuing her digitization of her canon, her discography. And she just released Rain.
What does that mean when people say canon?
They're
like, that's canon. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, that's canon. It
I
means,
always think like they're saying QAnon. I'm like, oh, is it? No.
It means like part of the story. So like, so it's, comic book nerds would say like, oh, in issue 345, it was revealed that Superman's dad is gay and that's canon.
Oh.
So it means that like in the movies, he'll be gay event. The dad'll be gay. Whatever,
so like
I just said.
The rats are canon to Gaga stand-up.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh my God. Okay, I get it.
Part of the, yes.
Okay.
I
literally pictured a cannon.
Like a cannonball? Like,
yes, but no.
Leah Michelle?
The thing that they come out of, you know, it's like, poom.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't get it.
It's,
but now I do.
Yes. It means like an accepted, okay, so Urban Dictionary, a word to describe something that's true to the original story. Examples are like, George was not a canon character in the series, but they used it in their alternate universe regardless. It's kind of nerdy, but it just means like part of the original story. Okay, better example. Halloween, the trilogy that just came out of movies, only treats Halloween 1 as canon. Halloween 2, 3, 4, 5, they're not part of this universe.
Oh.
So it's not canon in the new trilogy of movies.
So Kyle Richards is not canon?
She is canon.
Oh, she's canon.
She's in the
okay.
original. Yeah. Yes. So like if you have a
Take
long series of movies. Okay, I finally stumbled upon a better way of describing this is like, what? But what's like a sequel thing that we're both into? Like,
so Teresa Giudice is canon to Housewives of New Jersey?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've learned enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I get it now.
I might be doing a terrible job. I'm sorry, listeners, if I'm like creeping around the intended point of it, but I think my Halloween point is like pretty much there. Anyway.
It's an element of the story that is necessary.
Yes.
In the bigger picture.
Yes.
And important.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah. And you can ignore things in the universe if you want to. And that would be like that. It's
so Britney Jean is not canon to Britney's discography.
Correct.
But Baby One More Time is.
Yes.
There we go.
Sure.
Now I really get it.
Oh, God.
Maya Marie is canon to Britney Jean. I'm sorry.
Get a good lawyer.
Allegedly.
I've kind of fucked up the description. It's fine. Sorry, everyone.
We get it.
Anyway, speaking of Madonna's discography, which we'll go with, she just released the Rain EP, which is the maxi single of Rain, which includes a remix of Waiting, one of my favorites from Erotica, Fever, an excellent remix, and then a little 12-minute song called Up Down Sweet, which I did a whole thing about.
what would you say, half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. That is the inspiration for that track. Mm-hmm. I wrote about it on my site, but basically, in long story short, Madonna had a song called Goodbye to Innocence she was working on for Erotica. She was laying down the vocals, and as story lore has it, she started singing the classic song Fever on top of the beat, and the producer, Shep Pettibone, was like, that sounds good. Let's actually do Fever. So they called it in, they got permission or whatever they needed, and they did the cover of Fever instead of Goodbye to Innocence.
Oh.
So they took the bits and pieces of Goodbye to Innocence, they took like the first verse and her saying up and down, and they create a 12-minute dub remix called Up Down Sweet. They put it on the Rain single. And then 2 years later, she would eventually release Goodbye to Innocence on a pro-choice compilation sampler.
Ahead of her time.
Called Just Say Roe. And look where we are, still fucking fighting for reproductive rights. Arguably in a worse position.
Arguably in a better position than we were a week ago, though.
Well, yes.
Because the people spoke, and women in Gen Z are saving this country, just saying.
Well, yes. And so it was a compilation of songs that all had themes of choice and self-reliance. And yeah, so Goodbye to Innocence is kind of this very lost song that I think is very good in the vein of Human Nature, about her being to blame for her own fame and losing privacy and innocence in the process. And I think it would have been a very cool Madonna song if it were more known or mainstream. This is all to say that Up Down Sweet is available now, and hopefully Goodbye to Innocence one day will be out too on streaming. And that is my Madonna factoid of the day. What else do I have to say about that? Well, speaking of the Madonnas of the world, the blessed Madonna, who we know famously for the Levitating remix with Dua Lipa and the Future Nostalgia Club, Future Nostalgia remix album.
The video of Bless Madonna spinning at that one event is canon to meme reaction Twitter.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Christina Aguilera's red anal bead microphone is canon to the Legendina lore.
Yes, 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 yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, look
yes.
at this.
Yes.
Oh, it's like I found a shiny new toy. What did she do now? Oh, she's in GTA too, Bless Madonna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, she just put out a song called Serotonin Moonbeams. It's her first solo release in 5 years. And I listened to it. And first of all, bop, bop, bop. And a banger. But then I was like, this voice sounds familiar. It's actually Uffy.
Oh.
Uffy does the vocals on it. And it's a banger. So, and Bless Madonna has been killing it for a while now. So check that out. Serotonin Moonbeams. Very fun, very festive.
I know, I feel bad that she got so much slack for the Dula Peep compilation, because...
But then it was like a... It was like I felt the energy shift. And I also feel like some of the gays are going to her nights out and her DJ sets, and they're realizing like she slays.
Yeah.
So...
I mean...
I think there's been a redemption. So there's that. There's also a dance release I know is up your alley.
Oh, yes. My king, Kygo, dropped a surprise album.
Surprise.
And I was like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
And then I looked, and it's mostly songs that are out already.
Oh.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one song, The Way We Were, featuring Plested. Bop.
That sounds like a fucking bop that I have to listen to still.
My only critique is the album is a little man-heavy. But it's fine.
Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, we also have the secret, the quiet second ballad of Black Panther Wakanda Forever from Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna. We say her name wrong.
We do?
We do.
The right.
The world does.
Oh.
It's Rihanna.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like me with like vocal fry though.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
She is back with a second song called Born Again from the soundtrack, even though it's not, was it on the soundtrack? It like wasn't announced.
It wasn't on the listing, I don't think.
But it is out now.
It is out.
I like the ballad.
Me too.
I actually think it reminds me a little bit of Rated R.
Yeah, oh.
And it really goes off at the end with some really cool experimental weird sounds. Mm-hmm. She's making some weird noises. I think it's really good, and I think it's definitely the one that people are overlooking and don't know about, but will be like, no, this, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love a Rihanna ballad. It's just, once again, we already discussed this to death, but, you know, people had expectations about a comeback,
mm-hmm.
even though this is not like a formal comeback of like her own solo music.
No.
It's like connected to a movie.
She did get asked about that with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the answer wasn't what many of us were hoping to
no.
hear.
It was basically like, no thanks, sweetie.
It was very that. It was like...
Which I actually don't mind because I feel like the Super Bowl moment is going to be her hits, which she already has
yeah.
a lot of. And we're already scrambling to figure out how is she going to cram
uh-huh.
what she has now into this already.
Yeah. And I feel like when Madonna did it, only Give Me All Your Lovin' was out at the time. I could be wrong. Wait, maybe the album was out. But, you know, there was only one focus track from that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to stuff your new stuff into your Super Bowl set.
No.
Ever. So.
Madonna's was before Rebel Heart, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
2012.
Yeah.
It was MDNA. The MDNE tour.
Iconic. Unpopular yes. opinion of mine, but.
Yes. It was that.
What the fuck is MDNA is canon to the Cher Madonna rivalry? Of,
yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
It's part of the canon. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to Twitter, arguably.
Yeah. It's Twitter canon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good luck booking that stage you speak of. Canon.
Oh, canon.
I swear. Okay. I'm going to stop.
Well, speaking of sleighs and snow and festivity, we've got some more details about what Mariah is planning this holiday season.
She's starting.
It's time. Merry Christmas to all. The Mariah CBS special. She's just hopping
Not
around.
Not sponsored.
Any platform. Any like she's getting everyone's coin. Like
yeah.
any streaming service. Now it's CBS. But yeah, she's doing the shows at MSG. She's doing CBS.
Prime time.
I just saw Jennifer Hudson said she's plotting something with Mariah. They're seeing what they could do for this season. It's a lot of Christmas.
Yeah. I wonder if this will be a primetime special of MSG.
Oh.
Because it seems...
I didn't think of that. That would make sense, though.
Yeah.
And not its own scripted thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even look into what it is.
I would love that.
I would love that, too.
Because I remember when we
Especially
saw her at
Beacon. Especially if it's yours. And it's your show and you're on camera.
Oh, oh Santa outsold. But like when we saw Beacon.
Yeah.
Remember like the moment when she had the makeup people come out in the middle of the show to like fix and like powder her up.
Uh-huh.
And then she didn't like the lighting. So she moved the microphone back. But she couldn't move the mic herself. She like made a guy
yes.
carry it. Like I think it's moments like that are iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to see a Mariah special because it's been forever since
been
she's
forever.
Done a full concert.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I would love to see a non-Christmas album as well. I'm getting a little annoyed, not with her, but with the general public's and certainly Gen Z's perception of her because I'm like, no. She wrote my all. Like, mm-hmm. no. She wrote everything and she's got hits on hits. Number ones, let me tell you, to infinity.
When you believe.
Uh-huh. It's just sometimes it gets overshadowed, especially during the holiday season. And sometimes I'm like, she doesn't do this one thing. It's just when she does it, it's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But let her have it. Let her have it.
Did you see that they now have to say, I don't know if this is a thing, but isn't there a lawsuit going on with Queen of Christmas trademark?
Yes. There are at least three women, I believe, who... claim it.
Okay, so they introduced her the other day as like the queen of Christmas music.
Uh-huh.
And I giggled because I'm wondering if that's the new like, you know, legal term
yeah.
that they can add in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's dicey. It's mm-hmm. dicey to claim it.
Yeah.
Several people have gone with that.
Who?
There's other entertainers who have done like Christmas albums forever. It's singers Elizabeth Chan and Darlene Love have both spoken out about their claims to the title. It's a name that has been bestowed on multiple singers for decades to come, says the lawsuit. Darlene Love and Brenda Lee could just as well be called the Queen of Christmas, known for standards like Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, And Lee is the voice behind Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Bop.
So it's tough. I don't think anyone has hustled harder for the holiday than her. That's for sure. I can see the battle.
When is Mrs. Claus going to drop a single?
Honestly. WAP holiday edition. This wintry ass pussy. North Hole. Oh my God.
I can't.
She needs to. She needs to pop the fuck off and remind these girls.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. But it's been a busy week. It's just going to get busier with the holidays.
Yeah.
We hope you're having a festive time already.
Speaking of festive activities, I will be playing a tease of a possible Mariah remix that I'm working on to get your thoughts and opinions on it in the after show.
Uh-huh.
Where we will also be discussing Lotus.
We sure will.
And Legendina.
We sure will. And so, if you're joining us, head on over to the Patreon for the bonus after show. Or head over to Discord to chat with the other Legends Only fans. Or if this is the end of the road.
Thank you. Give us
5 stars and a sweet review on a platform near you. And thank you for joining us for another week.
Yeah. And until next week.
We will.
Buckle up.
Oh.
And be ready to be grateful.
Yeah.
That's the theme
of sons of bitches.
That's the theme of the next road trip. Is gratitude.
Gratitude.
Is gratitude. Concept. No.
Gratitude.
Little telltale rat.
I think that's what it is.
Also, Gen Z is now taking that quote, and it's becoming a trend now.
Which one?
The fucking little telltale rat.
Telltale rat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's that one, and like the shut up, you dumb bitch is also.
Yep.
Unhinged.
Wow.
Anyway. See you on the after show, everyone. And until next week.
Until next week, we will
see you
soon.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.